My guest is actor Carl Held. Born in 1931, he's 90. He'll be turning 91 in September. He's about 6 months younger than William Shatner. He was on Star Trek. He was on, Falcon Crest. You were on for a long time. And he's on now today because we've been talking about his time on Perry Mason, probably the last surviving cast member. If not the last surviving cast member, certainly anyone who had any impact. He was on the program maybe 10 or 12 episodes. Carl Held, you know, I noticed recently I was watching, and I noticed that they kept switching the defendant's chair sometimes from the right side of the judge to the left side of the judge. I don't know why they did that. But recently I just saw that the Perry Mason's, the defense table, that big bench-like table, it's on wheels. And I'm thinking, maybe did they move stuff around all the time? Do you know about that?
Oh, yes. Well, the entire courtroom scene, you know, it was a permanent set, but the walls were completely removable. They were hanging, you know, from the bars up above. They could be lifted and lowered, you know, at a moment's notice. And everything in the room could be shifted at a moment's notice. And they could strike the whole set and reduce it to nothing in about 10 minutes. Or set it all up just as quickly as they could take it down. So it was very flexible in terms of use and where they could put cameras and how they wanted to shoot people from whichever angle. They could use any angle whatsoever.
That explains it, because that, you know, back then things were tighter. And I noticed at the beginning in the early episodes, they would keep one camera angle, and they would have, if Perry was with Della, they would both get in on the same side of the car and scooch over. Of course, back then, all the cars were bench seating in the front. Instead of having right?
Yeah, instead of having to use a camera to get around and show the other side. Yeah, I guess it was just for camera efficiency, really.
Right. And I guess from what I heard, they were just shooting day and night. Perry Mason, William Burr, worked like a dog. And but yeah, it's funny to see little continuity errors where, you know.
Well, those things happen. Yeah, I see them even today, I'll see continuity errors. I know the Star Trek episode I did, there's a continuity error in that. And you spot them all the time. It's run by human beings. And you know what they say about human beings? We're not perfect.
This is true. This is true. Speaking of not perfect, were you part of the cast when Hamilton Burger, played by William Tallman, was suspended, or were you gone by then?
I was gone by then.
Okay, that was unfortunate, and thankfully they let him back in. It was some stupid thing. And so you were on only one episode of Star Trek?
Yes, only one. And Sarah was on one as well.
And she was also.
And so I visited her when she was working, you know, because she and I and Shatner, you know, went way back to 1958, so we all knew each other. But I went to visit her on the set when she was shooting. And Bill, I must say, was he was cordial to me. Let's put it that way.
Cordial, yeah. He's got an interesting reputation. Did anyone insult your wife Sarah Marshall while on the set, and did you attack them?
No, you're referring to recent incidents.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, as a matter of fact, Sarah was a person who could stand up for herself, although I was ready to defend her if she ever needed it or wanted it. But no, she was just fine.
Well, William Shatner went up to space recently. I know he didn't invite you. So the question is, who's going to live longer, you or William Shatner?
Oh, I have no idea whatsoever, you know. But interesting, in terms of Star Trek, I'm reminded of the fact that, you know, Sarah and I told you this, Mark, we decided to take off from Hollywood for 1 year and live in London, where I was allowed to work because she had been born there. And I just wanted to get away from Hollywood because I'd had yet one more disappointment about not having my own series. It didn't go down. And so we left for 1 year, And we wound up staying for 12 years living in London, England. And while there, I spent a year with the Royal Shakespeare Company of London. And guess who was in the cast when I was there?
William Shatner.
Patrick Stewart, who became Picard of the Next Generation of Star Trek. But Patrick and I were in the same company together for a year, along with people like Mia Farrow. If you've heard of Bob Hoskins, internationally, he did movies. I can't think of the title right now. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? He was in that one. A host of delightful actors over there. Just super to be with those guys. Was really something.
You had a fantastic career. I'm glad you're still going strong. I'm glad you had 55 years with actress Sarah Marshall. Carl Held, thank you so much for being on the program.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.